Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. One of the main goals of this podcast is to help you, the listener, learn to see life from a different point of view. Life is an amazing gift, but life, if we're all honest, life is littered with moments of pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, relational pain. As long as we're being honest here, life has more than its fair share of sorrow and suffering. At times, life honestly does not seem fair. Just being real here. Personally, I've dealt with many painful issues during the course of my life. I've dealt with the struggle to find my true identity, sexual and otherwise, in Christ. I have dealt with moments of betrayal and abandonment. I have grieved the loss of friends and loved ones. I've battled episodes of depression and endured episodes of all-out panic attacks. I've even endured very real moments of persecution as a direct result of my faith in Jesus Christ. And to top it all off, I'm currently battling Parkinson's disease, which is certainly not a walk in the park by any means. But you know what? In spite of all those painful moments of life, I can honestly say life is good. And I can honestly say I am in no way a victim. I am a victor. John 8:32 tells us that we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. What is the first step required to get to that truth? Our own honest confession. I confess my failure, my sin, to Father God, and guess what? He cleanses me. I confess my fear, I confess my anxiety to Jesus, and He surrounds me with overwhelming love that eradicates my fear. I confess my grief or my pain or my suffering or my whatever I'm facing in any given moment, and my Father God meets me in that moment. But we never get to the freedom we desire if we're unwilling to get honest with God and to get honest with ourselves. It's in that moment of honesty with the Lord that I am given grace to see my predicament or my circumstance from His point of view. Where I see an impassable mountain, He sees a molehill. Where I see disappointment, He sees an opportunity for restoration. Where I see a wound or a hurt, He sees an opportunity to comfort and to heal. Where I see no way out, He somehow makes a way. Where I see despair and hopelessness, He sees an opportunity for joy. Guess what, folks? Jesus can handle our honesty. He can free us from guilt. He can deliver us from shame. He can replace our regrets with healing grace by simply allowing us to see those regretful moments from His point of view. I say all that to say this. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I have come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And great news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Let It Rain. This is from the worship recording by the same name, Let It Rain. This particular song came to me way back on May 1st of 1990. I wrote this at the time. As I have sought to know and walk with the Holy Spirit in an intimate way, one thing I've learned that I never want to forget is the truth that I would be dry and barren without Him. I can't afford not to thirst after Him, to drink Him in. To do this, I desire to express to Him my heart's need and desire for His voice, His touch, to be caught in a shower of His presence. For this reason, I can always say, let it rain, Lord, let it rain. Psalm 36, verses 5 through 9 in the New American Standard Bible says this, Your mercy, Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Lord, You protect mankind and animals. How precious is Your mercy, God! And the sons of mankind take refuge in the shadow of Your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you allow them to drink from the river of your delights. For the fountain of life is with you. In your light, we see light. Let's do this. Let's take a few minutes and invite the presence of the living God, the one who is living water, to shower us with his love and his joy. I'll be honest with you, I love this song, even though it is over 31 years old, and I still sing it often to this very day. And I say again, let it rain.
Such a dry and weary land is my parched and thirsting soul. How I long to see your power and your glory. Where the living waters flow, I will satisfy my soul. Oh, how I long to see your power.
Worship Jesus with that song. Psalm 63 verses 1 through 8 says this, God, you are my God. I shall be watching for you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and exhausted land where there is no water. So have I seen you in the sanctuary to see your power and glory. Because your favor is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with fat and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. For you have been my help. and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand takes hold of me. Guys, life and its circumstances can leave us feeling empty, barren, dry. But we really do have an endless stream of life-giving water even in such times. If the Lord could sustain over 1 million of His children as they wandered through the desert wilderness for 40 years, He can do the same for us today. Let's just walk in faith and be ready receivers of the living water by drinking deeply of His presence each and every day. All I can say, all I have to say is this: let it rain. Let it rain, Lord. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my favorite artisan in the world, my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you do something for me? Would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. And if you don't mind, would you take a few seconds and leave me a review wherever you happen to listen to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast? It really does help increase listeners when you leave those reviews, and it would mean a lot to me. It really would. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. You can also get copies of my latest book, The Middle of Nowhere, which details some of my journey through the most difficult times of my life, including my current battle with Parkinson's. I also have 2 fantasy book series for young readers. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. Check them out for me at Amazon if you get a chance. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to dennisjernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Let It Rain, just go to the store at dennisjernigan.com. And remember this, if you get nothing else from today's podcast, get this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.